are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested by federal authorities in New York, based on a sealed indictment, which they expect to unseal in the morning. CBS News' Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Combs' attorney Mark Agnifilo says they are disappointed with the decision to pursue what they believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs by the U.S. Attorney's Office. He says Combs is an imperfect person, but he's not a criminal, and that to his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last month in anticipation of these charges.
The suspect in Sunday's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump was charged with two firearm offenses. The head of the Secret Service says the suspect did not have a line of sight to Trump and did not fire or get off any shots. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is in West Palm Beach with
Walk straight back!
New video shows authorities taking suspected gunman Ryan Routh into custody. A dramatic arrest on Interstate 95 with traffic shut down in both directions. Routh, a North Carolina man with a criminal record who has criticized Trump on social media, appeared in court on two federal gun charges. Former President Trump, unharmed in the incident, spoke with the acting director of the Secret Service.
There are evacuation and shelter in place orders in Deer Park, Texas, about 20 miles southeast of Houston. CBS News correspondent Janet Shamlian explains
why. This pipeline exploded. The flames started shooting several hundred feet in the air. And on a 90-plus degree day here in southeast Texas, it was considerably hotter here near where the explosion happened.
Amazon is about to part ways with its hybrid working arrangements, reverting to its pre-pandemic policy.
I'm Heather Bosch. In a memo to Amazon workers, CEO Andy Jassy says they are expected to be back in the office 5 days a week starting January 2nd for the first time since the pandemic. Jassy insisting it makes brainstorming, inventing, and collaborating better at the Seattle-based retail giant. In the same memo, Jassy suggests fewer managers might make them more efficient, writing that it would, quote, remove layers and flatten organizations. Jassy does not mention layoffs.
After a very physical onstage brawl, the band Jane's Addiction has canceled the rest of its tour. Video went viral, catching lead singer Perry Farrell punching guitarist Dave Navarro on stage in Boston, ending that show abruptly. 65-year-old Farrell said Navarro was playing too loud. If you were going to the shows, Live Nation will be refunding your money. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. Eight campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some two-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here at the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and light southeast winds. Sunrise temperatures dropping to the lower 60s. A very nice Tuesday all the way. Sunny skies, highs reaching the upper 70s. Pretty much a carbon copy for Wednesday. Currently 59 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program. Chief Justice John Roberts apparently was doing Donald Trump's work for him. The New York Times breaking this in a major story this morning that has just echoing around the information sphere that last February he sent a memo to his 8 colleagues saying basically we've got to do everything we can to protect Donald Trump. And it's kind of weird because he actually got the liberals to go along with him to a large extent on this. And although they didn't ultimately on presidential immunity, they fought back vigorously on that. Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent. It's really a remarkable story. And John Roberts, I mean, people forget who John Roberts is. John Roberts was a young lawyer who was hired into the Reagan Justice Department. When he was at the Reagan Justice Department, he wrote a lengthy memo. He spent like a half a year doing the research on this. His job was to try to figure out how to criminalize abortion, even though Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was 73. This was the 1980s. And so he did this in-depth literature dive, deep dive into literature. This is in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court. And he came up with this 27-page, as I recall, I've got to print it out at home, 27-page memo that I don't think anybody's ever seen or discussed about how the way that the Reagan administration could make abortion illegal is to have Congress pass a law saying that abortion is now illegal and that the Supreme Court can't rule on it. In other words, John Roberts was an advocate for court stripping when he was in the Reagan Justice Department. He is a Catholic who firmly believes that abortion is murder and has held that position and aggressively holding that position in the Reagan administration. And he is a partisan Republican. His wife has made over $10 million working with law firms that want to hire lawyers who are then going to ultimately argue before the Supreme Court. He was down in Florida in 2000 helping the George W. Bush campaign figure out how to stop, quote, stop the steal, how to prevent the recount down in Florida that would have shown that Al Gore actually won the election. That's who John Roberts is. And it's getting pretty weird. It's just getting pretty weird here with the Supreme Court. All right. Speaking of weird, Sheriff Bruce D. Zukowski, who took office in 2021, he's a sheriff in Portage County, Ohio. Here we go again. He said, he posted this on his Facebook page. He said, when people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? That's, you know, his way of characterizing Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. He said, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, will already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Right. So the sheriff is like, hey, everybody, start writing down the names and addresses of those people who have the Harris signs out there. And then, you know, when Trump becomes president, we can dump the
illegal aliens
and on their front doorsteps or whatever. It's just more hate. This is all these people have. They don't want to talk about, you know, helping young people get a decent education in America. No, they want to hate on queer people and on black people. They don't want to talk about having, you know, health care in the United States be widely available, being a right rather than a privilege like it is in every other developed country. No, they want to keep health care as a major profit center. We pay twice as much for health care as any other developed country in the world. And the reason why is because you've got multiple layers of people in the middle, you know, corporations basically, from pharmacy benefit managers to hospital managers to private medical practices to all that are just skimming money off the top. And of course, a lot of that money goes to the Republicans as campaign donations. They don't care. They don't care about, you know, health care. They don't care about education in the United States. They don't care about young people. They don't care about the future of the planet. You know, we've got, you know, global warming now. The atmosphere holds more moisture, and so we're seeing floods all over the world, including here in the United States. People literally dying every week from climate change in the United States. Republicans are still saying it doesn't even exist. As long as the money keeps flowing from the fossil fuel billionaires, as long as Charles Koch keeps funding all of the groups out there, you know, ALEC and everything else, they're all good with it. No problem. And now, speaking of crazy, this is our crazy alert for the day. This is genuinely crazy. Laura Loomer is a two-time failed congressional candidate. She ran in Florida, actually. In fact, once she ran in Trump's district, she was too crazy for the Republicans. She heckled Ron DeSantis with a bullhorn while spreading lies about his wife's cancer diagnosis. She's a racist. When Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucus, died of cancer in July, Loomer posted online that she was, quote, a ghetto bitch, end quote, and suggested she was, quote, going to hell. She's openly Islamophobic. She hates Muslims. She handcuffed, when Twitter banned her because of her hate speech on Twitter, she handcuffed herself to Twitter's New York office building while wearing a yellow Jewish star. She is Jewish, by the way. Not that that has anything to do with any of this. She practices stochastic terrorism regularly. She openly promoted the notion that the Biden administration's policies are, quote, pushing people to the point of no return. This is the way of encouraging violence, right? She said, someone's going to snap. We'll see more shootings taking place, and I'm not going to care when that happens. These are open calls for violence. She's also a MAGA fascist. She once toasted Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist who was celebrating the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, the guy who openly celebrates not Hitler and Nazism. She was on Tim's show, Tim Pool's show. He's one of the guys that RT was funding. She doubled down on her call to execute traitors as treasonous. Those would be, quote, people who engaged in an unconstitutional witch hunt against Donald Trump, end quote. And she's the protege of Roger Stone. She's also the person who first was aggressively promoting the story of dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. And now it appears she's Trump's new girlfriend. These stories are just all over the internet. She's trying to push back. He's trying to shrug his shoulders. But he's got his hands all over her. She's got her hands all over him. She's snuggling up to him and telling him that she loves him. And this is just what we see in public. And his wife is nowhere to be seen. And, you know, it's like the evangelical writer, like, yeah, we don't care what Trump does. We knew all along he wasn't a Christian. We knew all along he was a bad man. We think he's our Cyrus, our King Cyrus. King Cyrus was the Persian king who sheltered some Jews during a time of persecution. And so he's our King Cyrus. He's going to take care of us. Right. What he really is... is he's the neo-fascist who wants to end democracy in the United States and around the world in collaboration with Vladimir Putin. It's just that simple. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you in just a second. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment, 15 minutes past the hour. As the fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code TOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202 202-